If you ever rode the Hemisphere or Brackenridge Park gondolas, a pair of them have resurfaced, looking almost brand new. But St. Philip's College Collision Refinishing Technology Director Daniel Salas says they didn't start out that way.
We had to take them all apart, work the metal, do the body work on them, prep them, and refinish them.
They pretty much look like new now.
They do. Students do a pretty good job here at St. Philip's College.
The Collision Refinishing Division teaches students how to repair cars after accidents, or in this case, gondolas.
And I was just like, you expect us to work on what?
Jeanette Zazabrowski is one of the students who spent nearly a year and a half pounding up the dents and sanding Bondo.
Oh my God, my arms were numb some days.
She says the time they invested really paid off, though.
Yeah, it turned out a lot better than any of us thought it would, to be honest with you.
If you look at it now, it looks like it's smooth and it's never had any dents.
Joe De La Cruz is one of the only students old enough to have actually ridden in one back in the day.
If you see how smooth it is, it didn't look like that. This was a disaster.
Now the gondolas look sharp, silver handrails with three-tone 60s shade paint, and seating for up to four. Hemisphere Park Redevelopment's Drew Hicks says they soon will be installed at Yanaguana Gardens.
We envision them as meeting places, so I think adults can meet in them and have a cup of coffee and chat. Kids can certainly get in them and read books.
As to whether these are the last two,
we'll see if we can add more, but there are definitely more of these gondolas out there.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.